This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it seems like every time we blink, we see AI taking over a new way to help us do our tasks just a little bit better. It can also be maybe a little bit scary. Of course, we harken back to some of those classic movies where AI has become too smart and put humanity in danger. That's probably not the case as we grow in the ag space. We're far away from any self-aware technology threatening us. However, it's been a useful tool, and it's helping farmers do their job a lot more efficiently. We hear more from the folks at Farmers Business Network. That's coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association is proud to celebrate 60 years of moving our industry forward.
More and more agriculture companies are starting to adopt the technologies in artificial intelligence. Charles Barron is co-founder of the Farmers Business Network, and he says that they've jumped into the AI space with both feet. They want to be able to provide their customers and non-customers the best options possible.
The light bulb moment was when ChatGPT came out about 2 years ago. We immediately sort of created an ag AI system built atop ChatGPT and trained on a lot of the content that FBN has developed. And so what that actually does is it gives farmers a decision system. It gives farmers an intelligence resource, our AI system we call Norm. They can ask any type of agricultural question, agronomic question, machinery question, marketing question, and have an interactive advisor who will work with them 24 hours a day and has basically no limit to its expertise.
Farmers Business Network has launched their own artificial intelligence tool called Norm. Norm is named after the famed Iowan Norman Borlaug and is proving to be helpful for their farmers.
So last year, FBN created Norm, and Norm is named after Norman Borlaug, obviously a legend in the world of agriculture, and his family was kind enough to let us use the name Norm for our AI system, which was the first AI advisor in agriculture. Any farm can come on to FBN at fbn.com/norm and use Norm. It's free to use. You can ask Norm anything. You can ask it about weather. You can ask about planting conditions. You can ask about markets. It is especially good at chemicals. We've trained it on thousands of ag chemical labels, so it can help you make any type of decisions around the use of that product. So which pests or diseases is the product labeled for? How do I mix the product? What are the right application rates?
Norm is a free resource for any farmer or rancher to use, whether you're a member of the Farmers Business Network or not. They want to have this resource available to as many farmers as possible. Like its namesake, Norm is working to make things better for all farmers who are trying to be more efficient in feeding the world.
Really helping make a label much more simple and usable, which is actually a huge challenge most farmers face when they go to use products, mixing instructions, etc. So it's free to use, and you can use it, again, at fbn.com/norm or on any one of our thousands of product pages on FBN. When you see an individual product, there'll be a little button at the bottom that says Ask Norm, and you can talk to Norm about that chemical product, that adjuvant or livestock product.
That again was Charles Barron, co-founder of Farmers Business Network. You can look to them to find more information on Norm. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.